Cold Memory, two-part drama by John Casey, directed by Sinead O'Loughlin. Episode 1.
Hello?
Tara? I've been trying to ring you all morning. I was worried about you.
I'm fine, Maeve. I don't feel like...
I'll meet you for a coffee in an hour. The usual spot.
I don't want to... Oh, bitch.
Ah, there's Lazarus herself.
Lazarus was a guy.
Whatever. Take a load off.
So what can I get you guys?
Two large black coffees and a couple of those rather lovely looking apple Danish thingies.
Yeah, just the coffee, no Danish.
She'll have a Danish.
Fine.
I'll get those for you now.
I know you want to be back in the safety of your bed. I know you're going through a tough time.
Oh, so that's why you bullied me to come here.
Well, you're keeping a very low profile. I just thought you might need someone to talk to. I just don't want you to feel alone in it, okay?
Okay. Just don't make plans and hang up. That's really fucking rude.
You're here, aren't you?
Two black coffees and two apple Danish thingies.
You're an angel.
That's the stuff.
So, how's work going? I haven't heard from you in ages.
Oh, shite. My head's not in it. I have a review coming up at the end of the month. I'm dreading it.
That's shit.
Yeah, my stomach's at me again. My doctor wants to put me on a course of antidepressants.
What do you think?
I don't know. It's Mom's anniversary next week, and that's been seriously getting me down. I just miss her so much.
I know. Come here. Look, if you need anything, just say the word. I'll come down to Kerry with you. I can take time off.
No. But thanks, though. I'm just going to head down the train tomorrow morning. I need to spend time with Dad. Like, we've barely talked since the funeral.
How is your dad?
He's a bit cool now on the idea of me coming down for an extended stay. I think he's retreated into himself a bit.
That's understandable enough, given the circumstances. Give him my best, will you?
Yeah, of course. I just hope he's looking after himself, Maeve.
Sure. You're going out to support him. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Now eat that Danish before I do. You're fading away on me.
Fine. Jesus, bossy much.
Okay, I'll have it.
No, I'll eat it. I need my strength. Hi, Dad.
Hi, sweetheart. How's tricks with you?
You know the way I said to you that it might be a good idea for me to come down and spend a bit of time with you before Mom's anniversary?
Yes. Let me know when you were thinking, so I can get your room ready.
Yeah. How would you feel if I said I was coming down today?
All right. Jesus, huh?
It'll just give us some time before next Sunday, you know?
I see. Where are you?
I'm on the train. I can turn back now if that's what you want.
No, you goose. I haven't had a chance to go to the shops. There's nothing in the house for you.
Ah, don't worry about it.
Not exactly the Ritz-Carlton here, but a person should have some tea and milk in the house at the very least.
I'm not going to argue with you.
I'm glad you're not driving, Tara. A load of teenagers were killed outside the town there last month.
Dad, I read about that crash. Only one of them died and the other two were seriously injured.
Still, they could have died.
Go on to the shops, Ted, will you? I'll be there soon. You haven't forgotten me, I see.
Polly, let Tara get in the house, you little brute.
I'll leave him.
Feckin' Imelda May has come to visit.
Oh, you're hilarious.
Come on in and we'll get you settled. I'll make my famous lasagna for dinner. How does that grab you?
Sounds lovely. You could do with some feeding up, Dad. You've lost weight since I last saw you.
Ah, that's from hard work. Something you turncoat jackeens wouldn't understand. Drink your tea and don't be fussing over your old man.
I'll make sure you eat a balanced diet while I'm here.
Go on with your balanced diet. I couldn't decide what biscuits to get, so I got these celebrations instead. More variety.
Good thinking.
Don't be putting the wrappers back in the box.
I hate that too, but I still do it. Why is that?
Because you're concerned with what's in the wrapper, not the wrapper itself.
True. So how are you getting on?
Good days and bad.
A year has gone by so quickly. I was barely in it last time I was here.
I know. Feels like it was only last week that we had the funeral.
I know. I think about her all the time. I miss Mom.
Come here, sweetheart.
And her birthday's coming up.
12 months isn't a long time. It still hurts. It should hurt.
I don't know how to just get back to normal, or whatever I'm supposed to do.
Losing your mom like that was not normal. She still had a lot of life left.
I know. It's not fair.
No, it's not. But cancer isn't fair.
No, fuck, it isn't.
Look, Catherine is still here. I think so, anyway. I'd be working on the car or taking in the washing and I can almost feel her squeezing my arm. Sure, yesterday I was cutting the grass and I turned around expecting her to be there. I was honestly confused when she wasn't.
That's so horrible.
It is. But I know she's still looking over us.
Okay.
Here.
Thanks. I'm going to stay for a while, okay? Help get Mom's things in order.
Tara, you don't have to do that.
I want to.
What about your job?
Oh, they'll survive without me for a couple of weeks. Someone needs to give you a hand.
I'm grand.
Maeve said to give you her best.
How's Maeve doing this weather?
God, bold as ever. She said I'm to help and support you, so that's what I'm going to do, whether you like it or not. There's plenty of stuff that's just taken up space. Maybe it'd be a good idea to go through it.
I'll get round to it eventually.
When?
When I'm good and ready.
Yeah, right.
I'll give you a hand. There are certain things I want to keep.
Of course. Sure, just leave me at it. Like maybe you could give the place a good clean, a lick of paint.
I've changed my mind. Back to Dublin with you.
Somewhere in my heart. Dad? Visitor?
That's only Maureen Blake.
What does old Mo want?
Her name is Maureen. And she's been very good to me lately. She drops in messages and helps me organise the under-12s games.
Ugh, she's such an old biddy.
Be nice now.
Declan, how are you, dear? I've the lads' jerseys for Sunday.
Morning, Maureen. Come on in. You've met Tara.
Oh, hello, Tara. How are you?
Hold on till I put these somewhere.
I haven't really seen you since the funeral. Such an awful loss.
I'm okay, I guess. Still trying to get my head around it, to be honest.
Of course, pet. It was a shock to everyone. Catherine was a warm and lovely person.
She was. Yeah, it's been tough.
And how's Dublin treating you? Plenty to do and see, I'm sure.
Yeah, Dublin's fine. I'm happy to be home for the moment.
I see they're tearing down your old secondary school, St. Mary's.
Huh?
Oh, not up to code, apparently. It's lucky you didn't come down on the lot of ye.
Huh? Yeah, pretty lucky.
Do you remember that big pink jacket you always wore with your uniform? What did it have written on it?
Adidas.
That was it? You still have it?
No.
Oh, don't mind me, I'm only messing. You getting the kettle on, Declan?
Yes, of course.
I'll give you a hand. She's as charming as ever.
She can be a bit forward. But she's nice once you take the time to get to know her.
Yeah, I don't plan on getting to know her any more than I already do, thanks.
Fine. Just be your usual lovely self.
Like, what's the deal? Does she fancy you or what?
Jesus, no. Just friendly neighbours, nothing more.
Because a person might think that something was going on.
A person can stop jumping to ridiculous conclusions.
I brought over a few biscuits. We'll never have anything in the house, Declan.
How thoughtful.
Will you join us for a cup?
Do I have to?
She'd love to hear what's going on with you.
Why?
Come on now. Leave the dishes. She won't be here long.
She better not be.
And wasn't she stealing from the credit union the entire time she was working there? Isn't that an absolute disgrace?
Jesus, that's terrible. Glad I used the post office having heard that.
Maybe she really needed the money and had no other option.
Well, there are always options, dear. You can always tell with some people. They show their true colours eventually.
It's a very cynical view of the world, Maureen.
I'll make us some more tea.
Thanks, Declan. You're a dote.
People do desperate things when their backs are against the wall. Doesn't mean they're bad people.
Oh, that may be. But there's no need to resort to thieving because you can't keep your finances in order.
How would you know what was going on in her life? You're just assuming the worst.
Look, dear, when you get to mine and your dad's age, you'll learn a bit about how the world works.
I know plenty about the world, thanks.
Well, I've no doubt you're educated and well-travelled. And I can see how a large city might not notice what that woman did. But there are not that many people using our credit union. Mainly old people, in fact. They don't have much, so taking their pension for any reason is unforgivable.
We're not chopping up old people for firewood in Dublin just yet, Maureen.
I never said...
I just feel judging someone you haven't met on one mistake is a bit shabby, given all you've learned about the world.
Oh, you see the good in everybody, Tara. That's an admirable quality. Your mum was the very same...
Don't bring my mum into it.
Everything all right here?
Everything is fine, Declan. I do have to head off, though. I have a few errands to run.
I'll give you a ring on Saturday to sort out transport for the hurling match.
Good man. Nice to have seen you again, Tara.
Yeah.
Bye. Go easy, Tara. Maureen was just chatting.
That judgmental old crow was not just chatting. She was putting it up to me because I'm young and I live in Dublin. Gossiping old bint.
She's not perfect by any means, but she is someone I can count on now. That's important.
I don't like her coming in here. There's never any decent biscuits, Declan. Get the fuck.
Calm down, Tara. She's just lonely and wants to help out. What's wrong with that?
Nothing, I suppose. Oh, she just winds me up.
She winds plenty of people up, but that's just her way.
Okay, fine.
Here, will we go for some food and a pint up in McGrath's? Just you and your old man.
She doesn't drink there, does she?
No. Maureen's a teetotaler.
Oh, of course she is.
Dessert?
Oh, Jesus, give me a minute. I'm stuffed.
Good steak, that. Proper Irish meat.
Yeah, and the only great.
Just saying... that you can't beat a nice cut of beef.
Remember when I went vegetarian that first year in college?
A dark time for the family altogether.
Best I ever looked.
You were fading out of it.
I know, it was great.
What was it you made us that time?
Oh, vegetables and sauce and rice.
Not the worst, no. Just missing a nice bit of meat.
Well, I could also cook vegetables and sauce and pasta. I mean, that was it.
I don't think your heart was in it.
Probably not.
Will you have another?
Yeah. I'll have a gin and tonic and a slice of lime. Remember, lime now, not lemon.
Lime, right.
Tara. Hey, Tara.
Oh, fuck.
Well, now, if it isn't the bold Tara Bracken.
Hi, Enda.
Long time since I saw you last.
My mom's funeral.
Oh, yeah. Awful stuff, that. How are you holding up?
Yeah. Doing okay, I suppose.
Good. Can I get you a drink?
Dad's beaten you to it.
Good man, Declan. How's Dublin treating you? I hear you can't get a place to live for love nor money now.
It's not ideal, but I have a nice little setup.
Lads sharing bunk beds like army barracks.
I think that's just the homeless hostels, Inda.
You could always come back here, Tara. Houses are going for a song. I know a couple who just bought a 4-bed outside Clarglen for chicken feed.
That's nice for them.
Brezzy was at their wedding last summer. You ever run into him in Dublin?
You'd be shocked, Enda, but no. A different circle of friends.
Nice fella. We talked about doing the Kerry Ironman in a couple of months.
You into all that?
Well, I'm not in training at the moment, but you know me. I love a challenge.
Is that so?
Oh, yeah. Better every day, that's my motto.
People who buy into that shit just feel bad about themselves all the time.
I don't take it literally. I mean, how could anyone actually maintain those standards? It's not possible.
You still working with your dad?
I'm running the company now. Dad decided to take a step back last year, let the next generation have their turn.
Oh, working on his golf game, is he?
Tara, you're always a gas ticket.
Thanks.
Remember Mikey Brady's 21st, when you put Tom Lynch through the back window?
That idiot was falling all over the place.
And you gave him such an almighty shove.
I wasn't that bad.
I still slag him about it.
Well, he was opening my last can.
Oh, it was fully deserved, Tara, don't get me wrong.
It's a wonder he didn't need to go to hospital.
All those Lynches are as hardy. There wasn't a bother on him.
Thank God.
We had some crack back then, huh?
Yeah, we did. You know, I run into Nisha every now and again.
She is a kid now.
Yeah. She's expecting another in September.
Making house, huh?
yeah. Making house.
Listen, if you're in town for a while, maybe the two of us can get a drink.
That woman is waving at you.
Who?
The woman you came in with.
It's not serious.
You two going out, or...?
Yeah, it's not that defined.
Oh, keeping your options open, Enda.
Never hurts to have options, Tara.
Well, be sure to give her my best. Here's my dad now with the drinks.
Hi, Declan.
There you are, young Enda.
I'll leave you to it, so. Declan, if you're ever in the market for farm equipment, give me a call. I can offer you a very good discount. Look, here's my card. It has my mobile and everything on there. I'll leave it with you, Tara.
I think we're okay for the moment. I'll let you know if I need anything.
We're on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in facebook.com Murphy's Farming.
See you later, Enda.
Right. Good luck.
How long does it take to get a couple of drinks?
You look like you were getting on well, so I took my time.
Oh, it can be a little bit of a tryhard.
You seem to remember you had a thing once, no?
Dead. He brought me to my dad's 10 years ago. It hardly constitutes as a relationship.
You were tight at one stage, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, maybe.
He's a leader of industry now, Tara. I think you missed a trick there.
A near escape, more like it. What's on the agenda for tomorrow?
You tell me.
I want to go through those boxes in the spare room. See what's for the dump and what we might give to charity.
Right.
Don't worry. I'll not get rid of anything without your say-so. Cheers. Dad, would you not just sit down and drink your tea before it gets cold?
Sorry, sweetheart. I'm training the lads later and my gear was left to rot these last 2 months.
You're really mad about the GAA, aren't you?
Yes. It used to be something to get me out of the house, but it means a lot more now.
Who's the team?
St. Brendan's under-12s. They're some of the best hurling talent in North Kerry, let me tell you. I can see a couple of them playing senior county one day.
Oh, very good.
I know you don't care for hurling, but trust me, they're a great bunch of lads.
I don't doubt it. I'm sure you're great too.
This'll be my first full season. We'll see how it goes.
You're always hurling mad.
True. I could never get you into it, though.
No. Training on a Saturday morning in the depths of winter. Good luck.
You have to make that sacrifice for the team, Tara.
You know what I've been doing lately? You'll probably think it's mad.
What's that?
Improv.
Improvising?
Yeah. I go to a little theatre space near me that runs workshops.
It's like acting, is it?
Kind of. You make stuff up on the spot and bounce off each other.
Jesus, that sounds a bit stressful.
It was initially, but it's supposed to help you in other areas of your life, and it's fun.
Maybe I'll try it the next time I'm in Dublin.
Sure, why don't we try some now?
I'll go on with you.
It's easy, Jed. Here, we'll do an easy little exercise.
Do I need to stand up?
No. Turn your chair towards me.
Right.
We're going to play Yes and.
Yes and?
Yes. I tell you something and you agree, then add some more information.
So, do I have to say yes and?
Yes, and just carry the conversation on from what I've just said. And then I'll try to do likewise.
Okay.
I hear you like training the lads at hurling.
Yes, and I enjoy doing that.
Helping people comes naturally to you?
No, not necessarily. I'm not some bleeding heart type who helps everyone.
No, Jed. You have to agree and then add something.
Oh, shit. Come on, we'll try it again.
Okay, you start us off.
Tara, I hear Dublin is an awful kip. Is that correct?
Yes, and you have to wade through the rubbish just to get to work.
And 6 quid for a pint. Would we be better off levelling the place?
Yes. And how would you improve it?
Get rid of those fecking one-way streets for a start. You don't know where you're going half the time.
Oh, Jed.
You always liked to feed the cows, even when you were small.
Oh, I was always afraid they weren't getting enough.
Sure, why wouldn't they?
I had this strange sense of fairness back then. Everyone should get an equal share, you know?
My little socialist.
I even gave equal time to my toys so none of them would feel left out.
That's madness, Tara.
Yeah, I guess it is a bit weird, all right. I always miss these frosty mornings on the farm. A nice layer of white over everything.
Clean.
Yeah, clean and fresh.
Come on, before the frost goes.
Daddy, are you mixing much? You know, it's not good for you to be in the house on your own every evening.
I might venture into town of a Friday, but not a whole lot.
It's important to get out and see people. Have a few pints. Do you still see Tommy at all?
I see Tommy every now and again. We met for a few frames of snooker down at the golf club there a while back.
Oh, that's good. Would you not take up golf, no?
I wouldn't, my hole. George Murphy and all that brandy and cigar brigade. Not my scene.
Sure, if you can swing a hurley, you can swing a golf club.
Wished you.
I see the red chair is still there. Just.
Yeah. That was my big romantic gesture to Catherine when we got married. The metal seat was from an old tractor my dad had in the shed. He bought it way back in the 50s. I made the three legs out of some metal I had lying around and painted the seat bright red. It didn't take long to make, but your mom loved it. It was so she could sit in the garden when the flowers were in bloom.
Oh, that's lovely, Dad.
It's still standing, sturdy as ever.
Any new calves lately?
I had a couple of cows calve there last month. One in the barn and one in the far field. The first one was fine, but the other calf wasn't as straightforward. The lashing rain didn't help.
You were always telling me to keep away from the far field back in the day.
There are lots of old bits of machinery dumped at the end of it. You could easily cut yourself and trip over something.
The old machinery graveyard.
Yeah. Polly, come on back.
I'll let him go.
He goes after hares, thinks he can catch them. The poor old fecker.
He's getting on a bit all right.
Not chasing much traffic these days either. It's a wonder he hasn't been run over on that road.
Will we stroll up to the Fairfield?
No, best not.
I'll be careful. Sure the cows are all in.
No,
Okay, fine. No need to get upset.
I'm not upset. It's just that Maureen might be calling over shortly, and I wanted to give the place a quick over.
Okay. We can start sorting through some boxes, too.
Fine. Come on, Polly. We're heading in.
Cork City, 1975. The stadium. Granny Lynn, 1962. Declan, age 6. Oh. Get by trying not to lie, things wouldn't be so confused and I wouldn't feel so used, but you always really knew I just want to be with you, and I'm in so deep. Jesus.
Are you having a disco in here or what?
You still wear this?
Where did you find that?
In this box. You still go to line dancing on a Friday night?
That was years ago. We only did that because you were into it.
Bullshit. You thought you were Garth Brooks. Looked the Stetson and all.
Oh, you had to look the part. Catherine was very serious about it.
Now there was two of you in it, admit it.
Jesus, don't throw that out. That shirt would probably still fit me.
It might.
I think I could squeeze into it.
What about the cowboy boots?
Oh, they're for the bin.
Charity box, so.
I'm going to make a spot of lunch. Do you want a bit?
Yeah, I'll just have what you're having.
Grand. Chicken salad sandwich?
Yeah. What the fuck? Hey, Dad!
Yes, love?
Do you remember when I was young and I had an imaginary friend? I called her Nula.
Not really.
That's Nula, or it's her bloody twin.
Oh.
What's going on?
I don't remember any Nula, darling, sorry. Maureen's here. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Dad. Who's the woman in the photo? Dad!
I don't know. We're not buying pigs, not today.
Would you stop, you blackguard?
Fuck this.
Thank you. Hello?
Inda, it's Tara Brecken. Look, I need your help tomorrow.
Tara? Right, Jesus, what time is it?
Can you help me or not?
Yeah, what's going on?
Good question. I'll fill you in tomorrow.